reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd go by, he inquired what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." So he shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." The people walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Then he stopped. Jesus stopped and ordered that he be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He replied, "Lord, please let me see." Jesus told him, "Have sight. Your faith has saved you." He immediately received his sight and followed him, giving glory to God. When they saw this, all the people gave praise to God. The Gospel of the Lord. Many of the saints looking at this passage see what we're supposed to be doing each day. Every day, Christ is passing by. Christ is involved in our life. We, knowing that fact, are called to cry out like Bartimaeus in the Gospel, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me, have pity on me." That is the way the Lord always loves us, to have pity on our defects, to have pity on the sins that we've committed, to give us another chance to help us in sanctifying the work that he's given us over the course of the day. Christ is always passing by. For many, he just passes by unnoticed. But for us, he's not supposed to pass by in vain. It's an opportunity for us to enter into that relationship with him. The whole verb that Jesus is passing by shows the dynamism of our faith, that Christ isn't static. Christ is on the move. And for us to be with Jesus, we can't be static. We must be willing to get up off our duffs and follow him where he's going to lead us, where he wants to change us, how he wants to help us to grow to be more like him. And it's always on a path toward the cross in order to arrive in heaven that Jesus wants to guide us to. So first, Jesus passing by. The second thing that we see in this beautiful passage, "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asks. Jesus were to ask us that question, what would our response be? Solomon, of course, we know from the Old Testament, asked for that great gift of wisdom. What would we ask for? Bartimaeus, who was a blind man, asked to see. But many of the saints looking at this have recognized that we have our own spiritual blind spots. And so that aspiration from the Latin, "Domine ut videam," "Lord, that I may see," has become one of the classic prayers said by saints over the course of time. "Lord, I want to see. I want to see your will for me in prayer. Lord, I want to see. I want to see you face to face forever in heaven." A great prayer for this month of November. "Domine ut videam." "Lord, I want to see your will in this particular difficult circumstance that doesn't make sense to me. It seems to be a cross, not a caress." Based on yesterday's gospel, "Lord, I want to see the real talents you've given me and the path to invest that treasure that you have placed in my hands and in my heart." Christ is passing by. He wants to have mercy on us. He wants to help us to see. Let us cry out and ask him.